This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today, the last weekend of the month. And we have a giant show for you. This past week, we lost a legend, Larry King. And we're going to pay tribute to Larry as our first segment opens up this week. Later on in the hour, John Taffer from Paramount Network's Bar Rescue. Ben Gulley on MeTV. Rick Coase will be joining us from Chicago Fire, Kara Kilmer, and Miranda Mayo. Next hour, Gary Moore is going to be here. He has a book about Buddy Holly. 62 years ago, this February 3rd, we lost Buddy Holly and, of course, Richie Valens and the Big Bopper. Singer-songwriter, country star Lori Morgan, and football legend Ovi Muhaley. That's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. We'll be right back with a tribute to my friend Larry King.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Live all across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi Today. Last week, we lost a broadcasting legend. Larry King, who lived up to his name, was just that in the radio and television business. His long career was well known to everyone, regardless of age. Now, I first met Larry when he was working at the Mutual Broadcasting Network out of Washington, D.C., and doing the overnight talk show nationwide. At that time, I owned an FM radio station in Pennsylvania and carried Larry's show six nights a week. That was back in the early 80s. Our friendship continued when I started my own nationally syndicated radio show in 1990 from Universal Studios in Florida. During the last 30 years that I've been doing this show, Larry has been a guest on frequent occasions. As a tribute to his friendship and talent, I've decided to air one of the many interviews we did with him. This particular interview discusses his book as it relates to his first heart attack and how it profoundly affected him. Ladies and gentlemen, here is that interview. My friend and broadcaster, Larry King. It's always good to have our next guest with us. He's been a friend of ours for many, many years. Joining us on the show right now is my friend, Larry King. Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Hey, Ron. Great to be with you.
Nice talking with you. Good to hear your voice again. You know, I used to own a radio station, FM station, up in Pennsylvania, and for many, many years, you did my overnights on that station.
No kidding. Oh, city.
It was in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Erie, I used to take calls. I remember that. Erie, Pennsylvania, you're next.
Yes, exactly.
WSEG, and we were together one time at a PAV with Lynn McIntosh, our mutual friend Mutual Broadcasting. Larry, thank you for writing this book. First of all, I got to tell you something, that my father passed away of heart disease when I was 19 years old, and when I read this, and I'm very conscientious of this, I'm the 10 grams of fat a day guy, when I read this, it is very enlightening, especially the part that talks about your own personal experience. Yeah. That was a very frightening time, wasn't it?
Yeah, my father died. Your father, I was 9 and a half when my father died. He was 43. He just died one night, and that died with me through my life. And then at age, well, I was 53, I had a heart attack in February 1987. 7 months later, I had quintuple bypass surgery. A lot happened to me. I stopped smoking. I got in shape. I took care of myself. And some years later, I started the Larry King Cardiac Foundation to help people who fell between the cracks that weren't insured. And then Rodale Press, who published the South Beach Diet, and they published Prevention Magazine, they came to me and said, you know, why don't you do a book where you talk to other people who've had heart problems and see what they have to say, and then we'll talk to their doctors, too. So we have Peggy Fleming and Mike Ditkin, Mike Wallace and Regis Philbin, Tommy Lasorda. We talk to them, then talk to their doctors. And all of them had different kind of things happen to them. And then my story weaves throughout the book. And then hopefully people can read this and learn a lot about their own story, their friends, their family, and learn that they can take on this disease. Can't cure heart disease. If you got it, you got it. You can live with it, and you can take it on.
Yeah, and, you know, it's very cleverly written, as you mentioned. You do kind of weave that through. But, you know, what was really scaring about the whole thing, you know, as I mentioned before, very, very close to me, is that the ages of the people that you've included in this book, every ages, we've heard that story from him many times. But Peggy Fleming, here you have somebody who is very athletically inclined. Brian from the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, I know. And he discovers he has a hole in his heart.
Yeah.
Discovers it on a checkup. Congressman Julia Carson is campaigning for a seat in Indianapolis, feeling a little worn down. Writes it all of his exhaustion, goes to a doctor, doesn't even test her for heart trouble, wins the election, couldn't even make it to Washington and be sworn in. Wounds up needing a heart bypass.
But you know, Larry, here's the frightening part about this, is the warning signs. I mean, many times in the middle of the night, and I don't know if it's just psychological or not, but many times I'll get up and I'll have chest pains. And right away, we're about the arm, the chin. You know, you hear of all the different kinds. You know, people think you just have chest pains. One time, George Carlin said his chin hurt him.
Yeah, your chin. My pain was in the right shoulder, not in the chest.
Gosh.
If your father died of it at what age?
55.
You should, if you get a chest pain, you should go to the doctor the next morning, go to a cardiologist, not an internist, and get a full heart checkup.
Last spring, I went in for a full test. I mean, I ran the treadmill and everything else. My cholesterol went from 225. I'd been eating fish and chicken for the past 16 years. Haven't had a hamburger in 14 years. Couldn't get my cholesterol down below 225. Went on to a drug, I won't mention the name, and 166.
Yeah, I'm 148.
Wow.
And I was at 260.
Yeah, I was at 275. But you know, the problem is that you think, and you write about this in the book, you think that you are above getting this. You think it only happens to the other person.
The one thing continuous in every story is that every person's shocked.
Oh, it couldn't happen to me.
Not me. I never thought I'd have a heart attack. And you remember there was a commercial years ago done by Yul Brynner who said, I'm dead now.
Yeah.
Yes. Please stop smoking.
Oh, wow.
I used to turn the television off when I came on. I just never thought of it. I was, Larry King was indestructible.
Larry, it was a time when people in the public eye, especially entertainers, certainly politicians, would not divulge of any heart problems. Now we're talking about people with a high profile and politicians who openly discuss in this book, Taking on Heart Disease by Larry King, that they have this problem. Does it affect the ability to get a contract to work in show business? Does it affect the possibility of winning an election?
I'd say more of the latter. You get a contract, they insure you, you know, you're insured. And there's so many good preventions now, so many medications, so many preventions that people with heart disease are working all the time. We know that we can manage this disease. This is not terminal.
Cardiogram tells nothing. That just tells of past heart damage. You've got to take something that tells you what's coming up in the future. Are people reluctant because they want to bury it under the rug and not really know what might be brewing in their chest?
I think that's the human condition. We don't like to go for a checkup because we don't want to know the result.
Right.
So we don't go.
I know that.
Bet that 60% of America never gets a checkup.
I know that you were a chain smoker. What kind
of... Oh, boy.
What kind of food did you eat prior to this operation?
Anything. I ate pizza. I ate cakes and desserts. And I ate Caesar salads and stuffed potatoes and steaks and everything wrong I ate.
I remember,
if it was wrong, I ate it.
I remember one time hearing you talk about what you had for lunch one day after you had the heart surgery, and it was like crackers and a little bit of salmon on the cracker. I mean, it was a
Right. And now I have my Cheerios and my blueberries and my salads and my fish and chicken and vegetables and fruit. I don't eat anything I don't like, by the way. Everything I eat, I like. I don't like broccoli. I won't eat broccoli.
But the fact of the matter is, you have a lot to live for. I mean, you got a great career.
I do.
And you've got two great children. I mean, you need to take care of yourself. Obviously, you recognize
right.
that. You recognize
yeah.
that.
Damn right. Everybody's got a lot to live for.
Larry, are you scared? Do you ever get
every
up
every day? Every little pain, I'm scared.
Are you really?
Sure.
Does that drive you crazy after a while? Because I know I fall in the same category.
You get obsessed with health,
uh-huh.
and therefore I'm obsessed. So if I get a pain in my finger,
yeah.
I go, what is this? What could that be? Is it my blood supply down? You know, it's like crazy. But, yeah, you become health obsessed, and that I don't think I could change that.
I have to tell you something. I really enjoyed the book before this, too, with the little items that you used to ask people what they would like to have on their tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
If you would have asked me that question, I've told this for years to people. They said, what would you like to have on your tombstone? And I would like to have on my tombstone, Ron Seggi, I told you I was sick.
Why didn't you listen?
Why didn't you people listen? Larry King Cardiac Foundation. If
Thanks,
somebody
Ron.
Wants to get involved with that, Larry, how do they do it? Is there a website? Is there a phone number?
It's all in the book.
It's all in the book.
Yeah, everything's listed in the book, the addresses and everything, and phone numbers, et cetera, and all the proceeds go to it.
Oh, that's great. Well, Larry, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you, Ron.
I think
being with you.
It's a great contribution to society, and the name of the book is Taking on Heart Disease, penned by our friend Larry King. Thank you, Larry.
Thanks, Ron.
Nice talking with you again.
Bye, same here. Thank you, Ron. Be well.
You too, and thank you for doing this with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Legendary broadcaster Larry King. Well, as we mentioned previously, this has been a replay of one of the many times Larry King joined us on our show. One of many fond memories was when Ed McMahon and I used to go to the CNN studios in Los Angeles, and it was very cool because in the studio where Larry would do the show, there were no cameramen, there were no stagehands, there were no stage directors. All the cameras were run remotely from the control room. So the only people in the studio itself where the show was taking place was the guest and Larry. So I remember vividly on many occasions being in that room with Larry, Ed, and myself, and a show going out nationwide and nobody else on the floor to direct or run the cameras. Everything was done remotely. It was something that really stuck with me because it was so unique to the business to have no stagehands anywhere to be found. And over his remarkable career, which had its ups and downs both professionally and personally, he interviewed some 50,000 guests. That's quite a number. I have interviewed some 20,000. So I guess I have a way to go. Larry, rest in peace.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgie today. Well, several years back, in fact, according to my calculations, probably about six seasons back when it comes to television business, our guest was on with us introducing a new show. Well, I got to tell you something. The new season of his show, the seventh season, returns this Sunday at 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific Time on the Paramount Network. It is called Bar Rescue. Joining us right now is John Taffer. Hi, John. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Rod. It's been too many years.
It has been too many years, but I want to tell you something. In the interim period, you have done one terrific job. I mean, this show is like the number one show on the Paramount Network. I mean, this is great for you. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you, Rod. You know, I never thought it would run this long, buddy. I honestly thought I'd do a pilot and go home. Who would have ever thought that... Right now, as we speak, as a matter of fact, I'm going to do my 194th episode today. But it's been a heck of a run.
It has been a marvelous run, one that you are certainly are proud of and have the right to be. You're an author, now in the podcast business, a philanthropist, a business consultant, a TV personality, an executive producer. And I got to tell you, John, I'd love to run down some of the past awards and accolades that you've had over the years, but there's too many to mention. And I understand going into another franchise called Marriage Rescue?
Marriage Rescue, is a new show that we've done on Paramount, and it's, you know, sort of my direct style of trying to help people with marriages. And we did 12 episodes of that, 6 episodes of that show, and I'm excited about it. We'll see. Either we'll do more of those or more Bar Rescue next year. We'll see which of the two makes sense. But both of them are very similar. You know, I love helping people work through problems. I love leaving people in a better place. It's very inspiring for me. So whether it's a business owner or a married couple, to me, it's the same principle. I'm there to try to help them.
Yeah, but how much different is it to when you're talking about a bar and a marriage? I mean, a bar you can control. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, marriage is very similar. You know, and when you take a look at what makes a business work, it's very similar to what makes a marriage work. You know, continuity, belief in each other, commitment, sacrifice. These are all the things that make a marriage work and make a business work.
Yeah.
You know, I found that accountability and being responsible for one's actions are the single underlying most important factor in both, whether it's a business or a marriage. So there's a lot of commonalities between the two.
Yes, you're right. You got some common denominators there. Now, this season, you're going to include some celebrity guests, too, right?
Oh, we are. We start with T-Pain Sunday night, which is really exciting. And then Marshawn Lynch is an amazing story of a very colorful NFL player who opened a bar in Oakland, his hometown. He named it after a friend of his, a teenage friend who was killed, and filled the bar all with ex-cons and neighborhood people who need a second chance. And it's just an amazing story of a guy who really is trying to help his neighborhood and help his old friends in the neighborhood, but the bar is a mess. So I went in, and it's a heck of an episode. A lot of fighting, a lot of confrontation. But, you know, sometimes when you do these rescues, Ron, I teach them about business, and they teach me about life.
Yeah.
And that was one of those episodes where I learned an awful lot as well. One of my favorite ever. I think it's the third episode this season.
You know, I got to tell you something. I think that a lot of people that get into the bar business, and correct me if I'm wrong, is because they have so much fun when they go to a bar, but they don't have the business acumen.
Yeah, and unfortunately, a bar, running a bar is not very social. There's a lot of paperwork. You got to manage beverage costs, food costs, labor costs, insurance, utilities. It's a tough business. And if people get into it because of social motivations, I always tell them, build a bar in your basement. It's a lot cheaper.
I remember you telling me that once before. Now, you had a couple of new businesses endeavors that you started. Taffer's Mixologist and Taffer's Tavern, which I understand that you can get a franchise for if you, you know, qualify, obviously. But I love this idea of Taffer's Mixologist because you get all of these mixers that are already in the bottle. All you got to do is add the liquor.
Yep. So 2 years I worked on that project. I wanted to create the greatest mixers in the world. So we have seven flavors. They're in Walmarts nationally. And I'm really, really proud of them. They're in glass bottles, so they're hot filled, so there's no preservatives in them. And they're sweetened with monk fruit, nut sugars, and I'm really proud of it. And then we just launched Taffer's Seltzer, Taffer's Craft Carbonated Cocktails, and we're in five states. That's 5% alcohol. And that's a seltzer that I'm very, very proud of. So we've been working on a number of things, but, you know, I tend to keep it pretty slow, Ron. It has to be something that excites me to do it. And the mixers took me 2 years before we'd get them to market.
But, you know, when you say you take it slow, you have your hands in a lot of things, and I give you an enormous amount of credit for being able to juggle all this, in addition to the work that you do for St. Jude's Ranch for Children and the Ronald McDonald House. I mean, I don't know how you have any time to relax with your wife and your daughter.
I don't. Fortunately, I love my work. I love the charitable work that I do, and I love it so much that it takes up almost 100% of my life. So I don't have a lot of time for personal things, but, you know, I do what matters to me. And giving up some personal time to help a Ronald McDonald House or help the St. Jude's, or and now I'm very involved in something called Keep Memory Alive, which is the Lou Ruvo Center for Brain Health in Las Vegas with Cleveland Clinic. And, you know, we believe we're going to find the cures to Alzheimer's. So there's a number of charities that I'm involved in, and most of my personal time goes to that type of work.
John, you got to do me a favor, okay? You have to be able to come and visit us, not every six seasons, okay? I mean, you really got to come back because you're quite a guy, and I enjoy this show. I mean, I'm not in the bar business, but I am in business, and there's so many similarities that you have with no matter what the business is that you're in, and you know that being a consultant. So you got to do me a favor and return sooner than later. You know what I mean, my friend?
Buddy, I promise.
Okay. And the new season of Bar Rescue, the seventh season of the show, returns this Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time on Paramount Network, and it stars our guest and friend John Taffer. John, thanks for joining us. You're always welcome here. You know that.
Thank you, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Looking forward to it. Quite a guy. Talk about someone who keeps busy. It's him. He's got so many things going. He's got these new endeavors that he comes up with. He's got, of course, now, as I mentioned before, the seventh season of Bar Rescue. And now he's got a marriage rescue, which is doing well for him, too. Well, I don't know how bar business and marriage business can coincide, but apparently he's found a way to do it.
Honeycomb. Well, it's a darn good life, and it's kind of funny how the Lord made the bee, and the bee made the honey, and the honey bee looking for home, and they call it a honeycomb.
And we just want to remember another friend of our show, and that is the great singer-songwriter Jimmy Rogers, who had so many great hits in the 50s and the 60s. We worked with Jimmy and Branson a couple of years, and he's one of the sweetest guys you'd ever want to meet. Jimmy Rogers passed away at the age of 87. And we'll remember his music for a long time. And we'll be back with more with Ron Sedgie today.
Made my baby's lips so honeycomb. I want you to be my baby. Well, a honeycomb be my phone. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone that made me walk and talk. Honeycomb, well, honeycomb. I want you to be my baby. Well, a honeycomb be my phone. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020 Safe.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says he's willing to move his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package regardless of whether Republicans support it or not.
I support passing COVID relief with support from Republicans if we can get it, but the COVID relief has to pass. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Republican lawmakers are saying the price tag is just too high. They also think it's an end run on bailing out cash-strapped state and local governments. If you ride some form of public transportation, the CDC has now put out a requirement that you have to wear a mask. The sweeping order covers most types of transportation, including airplanes, buses, taxis, and rideshares. You also have to wear the mask at the transportation hub. The CDC stopped short of making it a federal violation to not wear a mask. This is USA Radio News.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. I was very happy to find out our next guest is going to be on the show with us because I watch him, and he's a unique individual. He's been sustaining the spooky shows on television that were so prevalent in the late 50s, early 60s on a lot of local small market stations. But boy, he brought it to life by doing it in Chicago. Sven Gulli is going to be joining us right now. How you doing, my friend? How are you?
Ron, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Well, you know, I meant what I said, and you and I probably fall into the same age category. Back in the late 50s, early 60s, you always had the local TV station that spent, you know, maybe one night a week playing Frankenstein and the werewolf, and which we thought were just frightening. And you brought it the full circle now of being so popular on MeTV. But I remember distinctly some of the things that they would do. It was like the Anchorman, and then all of a sudden he put on a funny hat and put a flashlight underneath his chin, and you were supposed to think that he was some monster or something.
Exactly. That was kind of the way it worked. Back then, I think a lot of the people hired by the TV stations had to be people who could play many roles. And you had to be a little more versatile, and you weren't so centered on just being an anchor or, you know, just being a weather guy or something. And it was, you know, the kid show host or the weatherman or whoever would end up also playing the host of the horror movies. And it used to run in cycles. First there was the ones in the 50s, you know, going on to the beginning of the 60s, then it went away. Then it came back, you know, like 70s. And then went away again, but Now it seems like it's no longer a cyclical thing, because, I mean, you know, I started in 1979, and the fact that, you know, I've been on now, you know, all the way to now, it no longer runs in cycles. I mean, there's always the interest in those kind of shows.
And you brought it, actually, to a higher degree, too. It's very animated, since it's in color, and it never used to be in color. You earned 8 regional Emmy Awards, inducted in the Chicago Television Academy's prestigious Silver Circle and the Hall of Fame in Illinois. When I found this out, I was amazed by this, because I haven't seen Freddie Boom Boom Cannon in years. How's he doing? Because in 2016, you teamed up with him for a hit single called the Sven Gulli Stomp.
Yeah, that was a big surprise to me. It's like all of a sudden I got an email from him, and, you know, and I was a fan of his music from back in the 60s, and it said, I watch your show every week, and I've written a song about you. And I was blown away by that, the fact that he actually wrote a song, and he sent it to us. We loved it. We brought him in so he could perform it with us on the show. We've become good friends, and it's great because especially now he's had more time on his hands because he couldn't go and tour like most of us can't during this virus.
Right.
And he sends me drawings that he makes, the famous monsters and such, and it's very cool to get that. He's a very talented guy.
Yeah, he really is. I spent a lot of time with him back in the 60s, and he is a nice guy. Now tell us about this Sven Gulli classic horror and sci-fi movie Saturday feature that's coming up on MeTV. I watch MeTV all the time. I love that channel.
Oh, well, thank you. The MeTV network is going to have a special thing we're calling Scream With Me, and it's all special-themed episodes of all the shows that we run, everything from stuff you wouldn't expect, like Leave It to Beaver and The Rifleman, right on through to MASH and Andy Griffith and Carol Burnett, all the way through to Late Night with Alfred Hitchcock. All, you know, it's all based on scary stuff. It's a lot of fun, especially the Andy Griffith one, which is called The Haunted House. And in it, Andy and Gomer and Barney go into what Opie thinks is a haunted house to retrieve a baseball he was afraid to go get. And from what I've read, it actually was the basis for the idea for the later Don Knotts show, that movie that we've run, Ghost and Mr. Chicken. So it's very cool to see this. Right before my show, from 1979, we have The Flintstones Meet Rockula and Frankenstone. I bet you can't guess what that's about, huh?
I love it.
And then after that, we've got the Universal movie. This is a great one. Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman. It was actually the first of the Universal horror movies that had more than one of the famous monsters in the film. You know, we call them now monster mashups, and you've seen it in Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein and House of Frankenstein and House of Dracula. But this is the very first one. And one of the significant things about it is the fact that the Frankenstein monster is played by somebody we usually associate with Dracula. It's Bela Lugosi.
Oh, wow.
So it's great to see, yeah.
I should really clarify to everyone listening that, indeed, some of these shows that you mentioned, the Andy Griffith show, Carol Burnett, now these are shows that are themed, of course, but then you'll have the classics like Frankenstein meets the werewolf. You know, that episode that you were talking about with Andy Griffith, I remember it distinctly. Very well produced, too, the way they did that. It was very cool. And I think that's a really drawing point, is when you bring in a plethora of different kind of styles, including the Dick Van Dyke Show or Happy Days. You never think of that. Sven Gulli, I got to ask you this, and I do this with a great amount of respect. Would you want us to reveal what your real name is, or is this something that is deep in the crypt of your own haunted area?
No, it's fine to reveal my secret identity, since I think that's leaked out quite a bit in most places.
Rich Coase.
That's it? Yeah.
That's the man.
My dad always taught us, when people couldn't pronounce it correctly, to say, it's Coase like your nose, not Coase like your schnoz.
So your father should have been in entertainment, too. You know, how did this whole thing start for you, Rich? It's one thing to be the guy that does the late-night weather and then turns around and there's the Saturday Night Ghost, but this has been a massive and a successful career for you. How did you stay in it for so long and penetrate it to the point where now, you know, you're like a national icon when it comes to this?
It's a pretty amazing story. Originally, in Chicago, the original Sven Gulli was a man named Jerry G. Bishop, who was a radio and TV personality. And I was just a fan of his, and when he started doing the Sven Gulli stuff, I sent him jokes. He liked them, and he asked for more. He found out I was a broadcast student and had me come into the studio to watch them tape. And I ended up working with him, and he would ask for specific material and such. And we worked together in radio. And it came up at some time that somebody, after the original Sven Gulli show was canceled, one of the local channels asked him, well, how would you feel about just doing it as a summer thing? And he said, well, I don't know that I'd want to get all dressed up and do that stuff again. And he said, but Rich, you could do it. And I was very flattered that he had the confidence in me that I could play the character. And, you know, it was with his permission that I eventually ended up doing the Son of Sven Gulli show in Chicago, starting in 1979. And then when I came to our current company in 1995, I had talked to him, and I said, well, you know, they're going to have me on. And I said, a lot of people towards the end of my first run would say, you're Son of Sven Gulli, but who's Sven Gulli? Because they didn't remember the original character from, you know, the early 70s. Mm-hmm. And he said, I tell you what, you're all grown up now. Just be Sven Gulli. Very generous of him. And we were on locally here in Chicago. And then about 9 years ago, my boss, Neil Sabin, who created MeTV, decided to put me on the network. And it's just been amazing, the fact that the whole country now has kind of embraced what we do. And it's so great to hear from fans all over the country who enjoy the show.
Rich, were you ever working in Cleveland?
No,
okay,
Jerry
Jerry was on there. When you said Jerry G. Bishop, you hit something that I haven't heard in almost 55 years. When I got into Top 40 Radio at 14 back in the mid-60s, they wanted to change my name. Okay? They said Ron Sedgy was too ethnic, right? So they wanted a radio name.
Uh-huh.
And I had gone to WKYC in Cleveland, where a buddy of mine, Jay Bentley Starr, was working, and he introduced me to Jerry G. He went as Jerry G. or Jerry G. Bishop. He was a very cool guy. And I said to the station manager I was working for, I said, I'll be Ronnie G. And he said, how did you come up with that name? I said, because I'm a big fan of, and I was from Pennsylvania, Jerry G. Bishop. Is he still with us, Rich?
No, he wasn't. He passed away a few years ago. He was in San Diego and did TV and radio there for a while. Sadly, he's passed away. And it's funny you talk about that, because actually his last name was Ghan. G-H-A-N.
Yes.
And he went by Jerry G everywhere that he was, because it was hard to get people to spell his last name right. When he was coming to Chicago to work at WCFL, the program director said, you can't just be Jerry G here. You need to have a last name. And so he said, well, okay, I'll come up with something. And he didn't. And the program director was saying, if you can't come up with something, you're going to be Jerry G. Michaels. And he said, nah, I don't think I like that. And he was looking through the phone book and came up with Bishop. And that's how he became Jerry G. Bishop.
Well, you know, the funny thing with me is, of course, my real name is Ron Sedgy, and my father was all bent out of shape when they wanted to change my name to Ronnie G., so they let me go as Ronnie G. Sedgy. I never knew what happened to Jerry G. That's very cool. Well, the Sven Gulli Classic Sci-Fi Weekends, and it's on MeTV with our friend Rich Coase. And, Rich, I got to tell you, you're a great guest. I'd love to have you come back soon. We'll chat more about broadcasting and what you're doing. You're a unique individual. I give you a lot of credit.
Oh, that's very flattering. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And, Ron, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. And I hope everybody will tune in on MeTV and scream with me.
I love it. Thanks, Rich. I appreciate it. And stay well. We'll look forward to having you back, okay?
Same to you. Thank you so much.
Sven Gulli is here. He's got a real good bit going there, and it's lasted 40 years. More to come with Ron Sedgy today.
He did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgy today. Joining us are two beautiful and talented actresses, and they're part of another season of a show that is absolutely sensational, Chicago Fire, Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. on NBC. Joining us right now is Kara Kilner and Miranda Ray Mail. Miranda, Kara, welcome to the show, and congratulations on yet another season.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
you so much.
I'm excited about this because this show is great. It's season number 5, according to my calculations, right?
Yes, it is.
Now, there have been some cast changes, have there not? I mean, there's different things going on in this season there at Player House 51.
Yeah, there's a little bit of rotation. Obviously, we're just like a normal firehouse. We have people coming and going.
When you do this every week, and it's like a movie every week, do you have firemen, real firemen on duty to make sure the accuracy is okay? Because somebody told me one time that some of the extras are real firemen.
Yes, absolutely. We do try and extend an invitation to surrounding firehouses, and we have a lot of firefighters and paramedics who work with us to make sure that we don't make fools of ourselves.
Yeah.
We actually have one of the cast members, Tony Ferraris, is an active firefighter. So whenever there's really technical, really difficult stuff that we shoot, we actually let him do it.
Oh, wow. That's give it to the pro, right? Now, your character is a young paramedic that were transferred over to Firehouse 51. I think it was season number 3 that happened. But you had a little bit of an adjustment because you came from a small town type of responder to the streets of Chicago. I mean, that was one drastic move, was it not?
Yes, absolutely. Sylvie Brett comes from a small town, Fowlerton, Indiana, and she moves to the big city to get over her heart being broken. And honestly, now she's got 2 years in the firehouse, and I think this year she finally gets to step into her authority a little bit. She's kind of found her place in the group. But you never know. Chicago is a surprising city. They will they'll keep throwing some new emergencies, things you didn't even realize could be emergencies at you. So we'll see some things like that this year for sure, and you'll get to see how Sylvie deals with them.
Now, Miranda, your particular character, a little early on in the year, had an extended role on this show, which has evolved into this season. So you're playing a more active role at Firehouse 51 too, right?
Yes, sir. Yes. She is, Stella is a firefighter on truck. So she's working with Lieutenant Casey, Herman, Otis, and Mouch running around, putting out fires, rescuing people.
I'm sure that is not difficult in this scenario, as it is in other Dick Wolf productions, like Law and Order, that you find storylines. Do you take some of the stories that are actually in the headlines and put them into the storyline of the show?
Well, I do not, personally.
You don't?
I think that, I don't know how they would like me in the writer's room. But we actually have a gem of a human, Steve Chikorotis. He was a fire captain.
He's a fire deputy chief.
Fire deputy chief for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And so he is in all of our concept meetings, all of, he's in the writer's room talking to the writers about his experience, calls that he's been on, calls of other chiefs and friends that he knows. So, all of our stories are really grounded in reality. They come from a real place, and I think that's why the show is done as well as it's done.
Kara, you've been in a lot of things like Hulu original series If I Can Dream and Tin Man, NBC pilot, and Horizon. Both of you bring a lot of experience into the production of this, but do you find that doing something that is actual job, I mean, they're firefighters compared to, let's say, a fictional type of thing where you don't have to be so accurate on the terminology and what you're doing, is it more difficult to do something like this, like a medical show or this is a firefighter show versus something that you make up as you go along?
Absolutely. I mean, the last thing that we want to do is make light of the work that these civil servants do.
Right.
The people that we work with are heroes, and we want to do their due diligence by being as accurate as we can. So when I started 2 years ago, we have a wonderful paramedic who works with us, Michelle Martinez, who took me on a run in the ambulance, and I saw how they kind of tackled things firsthand, and we had to go through training. I know all the firefighters. I know Miranda also had to do some firefighter training. They teach you how to, I know how to do an IV. I know how to intubate someone. Would I do it? No. But we have to learn how to do those things and make sure that it looks good because we want to do them justice.
Yeah,
for sure.
One of the things, too, that I like about it is that, and I think this has evolved over the years, and I think Dick Wolf had a lot to do with it, too, is that a lot of times when you watch detective shows, shows or medical shows, or in this case, you know, Chicago Fire, that you never really see the stress, the strain, the emotion that goes in the backstory. You know, you always saw the police officer that got up in the morning and he was already dressed. You already saw the firefighter who was already running through the blaze. But this has the backstory. I mean, like the season cliffhanger with Grant entering Stella's apartment. You see the personal side of these individuals.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that that's a very important part of telling these people, these heroes' stories, is create a three-dimensional character of an actual life that you relate to, that you see the ups and downs and the struggles. And it really makes you just respect their strengths that they have to exemplify, you know, on the job and off the job.
Would you not agree that the city is one of the characters?
Absolutely. Yes, Chicago serves as an excellent backdrop for all of these stories. I think that's the reason why we're able to sustain four shows. If it's not just the salt of the earth, like shoot you straight from the hip community of just the people of Chicago, it's, you know, it is like the crime, the weather, the just the where we are in the U.S. There's so many factors at play that give us things to work off of, and you know we're out in it. If it's negative 20 degrees, we're out there.
Yeah. Well, the show is of course the Chicago Fire. Our guests are Kara Kilmer and Miranda Ray Mayo, who star in the show as Sylvie Brett and also Stella Kidd. Do I have anybody come up to you, Miranda, and say, Stella?
Just me. The first day that she arrived on set, I knocked on her trailer door and I said, Stella! Just a little Marlon Brando for you.
That's pretty funny. Well, congratulations. Break a leg. Well, don't. Well, if you can, you got a paramedic there, so you don't have to worry about it.
Me right up.
Yeah, they'll fix you right up. There's no problem. And we hope to soon talk far before there's 100 episodes in the can. How would that be?
That would be great.
That would be great. Miranda, Kara, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck again. 9 o'clock Eastern Time on NBC on a Wednesday evening.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, ladies. We're going to pause for a second, but there's a whole lot more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Seggi today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Alan Root for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil, and our immune systems are facing the most stress perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. This bundle of products, handpicked by me for you, is 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. My energy is up. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. And, of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Call Freedom Health Alliance, 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now, 888-910-0341, or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com. 50% off, FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today on this last weekend of January. I hope you enjoyed our tribute to Mr. Larry King. I want to thank John Taffer from Bar Rescue for joining us. Ben Gulley on MeTV, Rick Coase, and also Kara Kilmer and Miranda Mayo from Chicago Fire. Next hour, Gary Moore will be here. Penned a book about Buddy Holly, and it's a fascinating story about what happened 62 years ago this coming Wednesday, February 3rd, when the music died. Also, singer-songwriter Lori Morgan and football legend Ovi Muhaley. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy today.